Good morning, my friends. How are you doing? So good to see you. Welcome to our February 2023 Akashic Outlook, coming to you live from a very snowy, very cold Kelowna. And I've got some really fun things to talk about. So let's get started. For those of you who are new to me, my name is Kasia Rashfall. I'm a healer and integrative Akashic Records coach and teacher. Integrative coach, Akashic Records teacher. February is a month that is going to, you know, bring up a lot of things. So I look at the energies of each month. We can look at the energies of a week, a year, from a few different perspectives. I bring in a couple different systems of numerology, and I also tap into the energy of the Akashic Records, which is a universe's archive or our universal library of our soul wisdom and all the wisdom that exists, and basically anything that has ever existed is coded or written in the Akashic Records. So I tap into all of that and, you know, bring in my own flavor to interpret what the energies are inviting us to do. Whenever we do a forecast, it's not a prediction. At least that's not how I work with the energy. It is more of an interpretation of what the energies are inviting. The energies are simply, you know, kind of like the weather. They are what they are, and we get to decide and we get to choose ultimately how we interact with them. So anything I say to you, any interpretation that I give of the energy isn't a, you must do this, right? I won't tell you what to do. The energy won't tell you what to do. It is simply an interpretation and an invitation. You, as the sovereign being that you are, get to decide, this is what I'm going to do, or not going to do any of it. I'm going to do my own thing. So have a listen, you know, decide, take it or leave it, but it's always your choice. So the energy of February, when we look at the month itself, is influenced by the energy of nine. Nine being the last number in a cycle, obviously points to endings, completions, that type of interpretation. But I want to go a level deeper. I want to dive into the rabbit hole, because it's not just about what projects do you have on the go that need to be finished, or what do you feel like you're not doing enough of, right? Let's put that on the shelf. Yes, that can apply, absolutely. And I want to dive in, because when I look at some of the other numbers during the month, we are really being invited to work with the spark of creation energy. And of course, if we apply that idea to who we are being, who am I being? Who are you being? As you move through this month, it brings up all kinds of layers, right? Different than if we were just to focus on what we do. I actually think that the only formula that I condone, or that I would share with someone as something that all of us would be, what's the word I'm looking for? That all of us would be, gosh, I don't know, my brain just froze. That all of us should follow, I'm just going to use that word, is the be, do, have formula. All other formulas aside, who you are being before you do anything really dictates the results you have, period, end of story. Who you are being, okay? And that is the only thing you can control, is who you are being. So that's the only formula that I think matters, is that be, do, have. And that is exactly what's on the table this month. In you know, so with such, my God, I'm having like massive brain farts. I apologize. This is funny. Let me just go back to my notes. When we look at that formula, right, and we put it on the table and we apply that lens to ourselves, it allows us to look at ourselves from an objective place. Especially if you can suspend judgment this month, right? Because you could say, if we're dealing with spark of creation energy, and next month we're going to have a whole lot more of that, so this is a month to, you know, clean that up. If you look for within, or if you look within for where you feel you are complete, or where you feel you are not complete, where you believe or perceive that you are not complete. What do you feel like is incomplete about you? or what you do or who you are. That's where I would start. That's the invitation of this month's energy, because back to that formula, if you are, you know, working on doing stuff, but you don't know who you're being, you're just like busy, running around, doing whatever, pushing, shoving, doing busy work, hustling, your results, you will get results, absolutely, but you won't necessarily get the results that you might desire or as quickly. Whereas if you look at yourself as, okay, do I believe like there are certain circumstances that I need to fulfill first before I can be complete or before I can, you know for sure that I am enough? Are there certain circumstances that I need to fulfill out there, not just within, but out there in the world, in my life? That will give you a clue as to where the work lies this month, right? Where do you feel you lack completion? And if all you did all month was focus on making sure that by the end of February, you have fulfilled that for yourself, and you know, right, you are connected to that worthiness, that self-trust that is inherently yours, then, you know, moving into March, which is the start of the manifestation cycle for this year, with a one energy month, you will be sitting poised, ready to strike, ready to take action from a very different place than if you spend this whole month pushing and shoving. So I hope that makes sense. So if you look at the energy of nine from that inner perspective, not what projects you need to do, but what do I need to complete inside, or what do I feel like I need to heal or release or integrate so that I feel complete? Right? It's not always about doing. It is about being who we are being. There's a couple significant dates this month. I always like to look at the full moon and the new moon days, because those energies allow us to, organize, you know, what we are releasing, what we want to bring in. But again, the full moon, yes, it's about releasing, but this is where the Akashic Records, you know, stepped in and gave this piece of wisdom around really taking that day, February 5th, as a place of settling into who you are. And if you were to be able to access that energy of fullness in yourself, of wholeness, completeness, could you feel that and sit with that and allow that, the fullness of that, to be, rather than thinking like there's stuff you need to do to get that? Can you connect to the fact that it is already who you are? That's what this full moon is inviting us to do. And then from that vantage point, when you are whole and you can feel that wholeness, then whatever is not you is so much easier to identify and release and integrate. You can ask yourself on the full moon, and I love this question so much. Ask yourself, what do I get out of staying the same? What do I get out of staying the same? Oh, that question is so good, because it really allows us to look at, what drives us to continue to be, to reinforce our status quo, especially if you look at it from that place of observer, not judgment. Powerful energies to work with this month, to unearth those answers and really decide, do I like having the benefits of staying the same? Right? Do they work for me? Or if they don't, what do I want instead? And that's where the new moon energy comes in, which is on February 19th. And it's really bringing in this powerful, grounded energy of making decisions, right? Bringing in the new, what you want, and making decisions. Because if you knew without a doubt that what you wanted already existed and the path to it already existed as well, which is what the law of polarity says, the universal law of polarity, how would you feel? I have this question written down at the first page of my day timer for the year to remind myself, and I want to share it with you. It says, if I were, and fill in the blank already, what would I be doing, thinking, deciding, feeling right now? So if you apply that to your top three goals, like one of my goals is health this year, and I have a certain definition of what that means to me. So if I were healthy already, according to my definition, what would I be doing, thinking, deciding, and feeling in this moment? not later, not tomorrow, right now, because it's the right now moments that create our tomorrow, right? All right. So those are the two energies of the full moon and the new moon. The last really cool thing that's happening this month, on February 22nd, we are entering the next opportunity window for the year, the second one, which is influenced by the energy of connection. It begins on February 22nd. And I feel like, because this is, if you take the invitation of the energy and you take that dive within, where you are connecting to the energy of completion within you and wholeness, this energy will really, it might be kind of disruptive, that this connection energy, it might bring things up. It might shake things up, not to be a pain in your butt, right? Not to make things difficult, but really just to spark creativity. Connection, the connection window of opportunity, it can be a very deeply creative period of time, not just in relationships with others, where perhaps you have collaborations that arrive, you know, collaborations, things you've been wanting to do, the answers to a lot of your asks come in, but also within you, right? You spark your own innate deep creativity as a result of your own connection to yourself, to your own completion, to your own wholeness. So yes, there's lots to do out there in the world, always, you know, spring cleaning, all of that. Definitely don't say no to that if that's something that is on your mind. But look within. That's the biggest invitation, so that you can really connect to your wholeness, your self-trust, your completeness, and that deep creativity that is just around the corner. If you have any questions, comments, I would love to know what was your biggest takeaway, and I will see you next time.